listening to Fox Sports Radio. This is Straight Out of Vegas with the voice of Vegas, your host, RJ Bell. The pregame show America has always wanted. I doubt the future. I doubt the future. From the Vegas Strip, here's RJ Bell.
Let's shift to Clay, because when I say that Golden State was at a big disadvantage, I don't think people realize how big, at least with history's numbers telling us how big, that the absence was. So, Brad, you uncovered these. In 5 years, this is the fifth year, with Clay and Golden State being a very competitive team, championship level, they've played a lot of games with Clay, some games without. Give us the numbers.
Yeah, so with Clay, the Warriors last 5 years, they win about 80% of the time, cover a little bit more than half the time. That's with Clay time.
All right, so think about that. They win the game 80% for 5 years, Golden State, when Clay's on the floor, and they cover more than half the time. Which, listen, when you have a championship team, the public tends to bet them. Anything above 50% is impressive against the spread.
Now without Clay, the Warriors only win straight up 44% of the time and only cover less than a quarter, 24% of the time.
So think about it, guys. Maybe the best team in NBA history over this period, and at least from Vegas odds relative to the other teams they play against, the best team, it's not even a debate. Clay, one piece, not even an all-NBA piece, one piece off the floor, they go from winning 80% to under 50 straight up. It matters. It matters. So on one hand, let's give massive, massive credit to the fight that Steph had. I might wonder, we were talking about Kerr and how smart he is sometimes to decrease your chance of winning today to increase your chance of winning tomorrow. But maybe the emotions got, people got caught up, because if Steph is diving for loose balls, when there is no value wins and losses, the game's out of reach. And Fez, game four, and we're going to be talking about it at the end of the hour, it's the only game in this series with only one day off, correct?
Correct.
So think about it. Curry's had to carry all this weight, even with Clay, because Durant's out. And now, probably game four will be the point that Curry's the most tired because of just the one day. Why is he diving? Why is he in the game once the game's been decided? To me, I really, really question that. And again, I get it. We're all human, the emotion, but there was no value to it, it seems. And usually Curry and Coach Kerr, it's about, and even more with Kerr as the decision maker, it's really about what increases our chance of winning this series. I don't think Curry being in the game once it was decided in any way increased the chance. What could it be? It could be, let's get him off the schneid. No, he's just put up 40-some, right? If it was, you know, 40 instead of 47, I think that he still would have felt pretty positively about his performance. When we come back, a couple things. I couldn't believe any radio guy could get a good story off of this pushing the player pushing. But Colin Cowherd certainly did today. And Fezzik has to answer some serious questions.
That's coming up next. He's RJ Bell. I'm Jonas Knox, and this is the pregame show you've always wanted right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight out of Vegas!
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Out of Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
RJ, the big question going into last night's Game 3 between the Raptors and the Warriors was, will Klay Thompson play? And once the news came out that he was not going to play, Vegas markets were sent reeling following that news.
It was more than that. It was like a roller coaster. All right, let's do a little TikTok here, as they like to say. This is fascinating, and it's going to show you guys when I'm ranting and raving about transparency, about no inside information. Please, let's give everyone the info they deserve. When there's millions of dollars at stake, you're going to say, you know, I thought he was a little strong on that, but I see it. You're going to see it. And this is a great example of it. So game two ends, line opens up Sunday night, and it gets as high on Sunday night as?
Yeah, Golden State at home, a six-point favorite.
All right, minus six. Couple days goes by. We get to about 90 minutes before the game last night. And at that point, the market had drifted down, and the market was?
Golden State 4.5-point favorite.
All right, so a lot of like, oh, maybe Klay's not going to play. Down 4.5. Then at 7:45 Eastern, so like an hour 15 before the game, news came out, or it seemed something triggered huge buying, or I guess you could say selling, of Golden State, and the line dropped heavily.
Yeah, all the way down to 3.5.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
All right, so it opens 6. Couple days goes by, drifts to 4.5. News breaks, goes from 4.5 to 3.5, which is against Golden State, which is favored, saying pretty much Klay's not playing. That's the only thing that could move the market like that. But then, 45 minutes later, 8:30 Eastern time, somehow, some way, it's like, no. Well, it wasn't somehow, some way. Kerr came out and said some quote, paraphrased here as, oh, he's going to be actively involved or something. And what happened? The markets went again and said, oh, okay, we're going the other way now.
Yeah, money on Golden State. They go up to a 4-point favorite.
So it was almost like some skepticism went, but it went up. Remember, guys, it takes millions to move a line across the whole market, even a half a point on a game this big. And then at 8:47 exactly, it was like, no, it's a fit. Finally, we get the right information 13 minutes before the game. He's not going to play. And the market said?
Drops a point. Golden State 8, now a 3-point favorite.
Think about it, Jonas. I mean, literally, it's left, it's right. And it's not funny. It's not fun. To quote Billy Crystal, this is millions. And it seems obvious to me that Steve Kerr, who I have praised as much as any national host in the last week, I'd say, and it's been somewhat me coming to realize how great of a coach he is, Kerr has had a concerted effort to confuse. And for example, today with Durant, if you look at our pre-production Slack thread, it's like Brad in his notes embeds, it goes, well, the Warriors are, now this is before now, a couple hours ago, 5 hours ago, the Warriors are cautiously optimistic he's going to play. Now, you didn't get that phrase out of that was
pulled it from the news story.
Okay, so think about that. Last time I heard cautiously optimistic, it was The Simpsons, and Homer literally dropped through a portal to hell, and they brought Bart in, but they were holding Bart by a string, and he goes down, he's talking to his dad, but his dad's still getting pulled down, and then finally Homer just disappears into hell. They pull back Bart. He goes, well, he's down in the pits now. He goes, but he's cautiously optimistic. That was the phrase he used. So to me, Brad being sincere about that. And then Daryl, producer, says a variation of, I think they may be holding him back, but I think he could be ready. Everyone's all optimistic. And then an hour later, he's out game four. Guys, you're getting jerked around. Kerr is jerking around the betting markets, around everybody. And it's not his fault. It's like hack a shack or whatever. You do what's within the rules. The problem, the rules aren't right. It's disrespect to the betting markets. And it really is millions of dollars at stake. Millions. Real quick, Jonas, you and I were just so right about Klay not playing. And it was weird because Fezzik, you thought he was going to play.
I did.
And let's say if this is fair or not, you can tell me. Is your analysis was Klay will play because he is a warrior. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
And Jonas, we got a little theme music.
Yeah.
So it's really the first time in history, it's the first time in history that Fezzik handicapped by a rock song. It was like, he's a warrior, so he's got to play. So I'm not impressed by that, but you were right a ton yesterday.